You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. We're going to be joined by Adam McKelvey, Brewers beat writer, and we're talking about a team that has shown some resiliency after a horrible 1-13 stretch that seemed to have knocked them from a secure playoff position into uncertainty. They've bounced back as we speak, won 5 of 6 and opened a series against the Cardinals with a hard-fought 12-inning victory. Adam, as you look at this late turnaround, I know there was a players-only meeting late in the bad stretch. Have you seen any differences in just kind of the chemistry, the makeup, the approach of the team?
I don't think so. I'm sort of a believer that team meetings are almost always eyewash. The Brewers got together and they basically just shared some positive thoughts about we're a better team than this. We still have lots of time left. Those types of things. I think the difference and the reason they're winning games again is they're getting pitching. And if you look at that 13-14 that you mentioned, their starting pitching was horrendous. And it put them in a deep hole that then I think bled into problems offensively because they were always playing from behind, and defensively because they were out of games and they got kind of lazy and sloppy. And I think one of the big turnarounds was a Willie Peralta start where he just sort of pitched a good game and got them deep into the game where they were in it, and they were able to win. So, I think a lot of times this game comes down to very simple things, and when you try to figure out how to snap out of a losing streak, sometimes a meeting is like the last straw because you don't know what else to do. But to me, it still comes back to performance, and I think you can credit that one pitching performance with being a big turnaround for this club.
Hey, speaking of Willie Peralta, you look at the records up and down the pitching staff, and his, as we speak, 16-win season, I mean, really jumps out at you. I know this guy was a top prospect, but has been somewhat under the radar. Has the season he's had this year kind of should have elevated his profile a little bit?
Yeah, I think it has, because for a lot of those, you know, a month ago we were looking at the major league leader in wins. He was up there with Wainwright and Cueto and some of the best pitchers in baseball, Kershaw, and he was doing things that those guys were doing. Now he's hit a little more of a rough patch along with the team in the last 6 weeks or so. He's not been as dominant as he was, partly because his command has not been as good, particularly the slider command. When that second pitch, you know, he's sort of a two-pitch guy, and when one of them isn't working, he becomes a one-pitch guy, and that's problematic even when you're 96 or 97 with tremendous sink on your ball. So, when he can command both of those pitches, he'll occasionally throw a changeup. He's done that in his last two starts. That's been sort of interesting to see, and that could elevate him further. But he has the raw stuff, and he's kind of a workhorse-type big guy that can go deep in games, that he could be a big-time winner in this league. And I don't think it's surprising that he's made a jump this season. I think what the Brewers would like to see now is, so he's established himself as a winning-type pitcher, the guy who can go deep in the games. Now, the next graduation would be to a guy who does that every time and just be more consistent with it, more consistently get your team out deep into a ball game, then he'd be really good. And then he would be considered, their top guy. So there's still room for improvement. This is only his second full season. And this came up with Ron Reneke yesterday that, still at this point you can kind of see as early in the game and decide he's going to be on or not. And that's basically it. Well, last night he rebounded after two runs in the first inning. So perhaps there's little signs that he's, making another step now. And if he does, that would be a very good thing for this team, which, by the way, is going to be relatively, compared to the rest of baseball, flush with starting pitchers next year. And they've got a lot of options. They probably won't have to be one of those teams that goes out into free agency and adds an arm. They probably have their choices already.
Well, one of the guys that has made them that, Mike Fiers, who stepped up and filling in for Matt Garza, 6-1 with a 1.74 ERA and 7 starts since he got his chance. Unfortunately, involved in that really ugly incident with Giancarlo Stanton. Clearly, nobody thinks that he was throwing at Stanton and hitting the batter after him. You know, again, I think just showing how shaken up he was. How difficult has it been for Fiers to deal with the aftermath of, sending a fellow player to the hospital like that?
Yeah, I think it's been really tough. Number one is his concern for Stanton, which he was extremely clear about in the immediate aftermath of the game, where he was basically in tears from the moment he began talking about the incident. He sent messages to Stanton and Mike Redmond, the Marlins manager. He heard back from Stanton. He told us yesterday. And, you know, his big deal is he wants everyone, including Stanton, to know that this was not intentional. And he says he's, you know, him and Giancarlo have exchanged messages to the point where he feels comfortable that Stanton knows this was just a terrible accident. So step two now is kind of getting back on the mound to pitch. And Fiers made clear in a real brief conversation yesterday that he's sort of weary of talking about this. He just wants to move on. And you can understand that this was a traumatic experience, and he's probably gotten a lot of pats on the back, a lot of, conversations of support over the last week. And he just now wants to get back to regular business as usual and not have to think about this all the time anymore. So this is a huge moment in his baseball career. If he takes the mound tonight against the Cardinals and has trouble, I think that leads to some really big questions about when or whether he's going to be able to shake this. But the Brewers say that his bullpen session between starts is really good. As Rick Kynes, the pitching coach, said, he was throwing to all four quadrants, which is what you look for in those sessions. So his command was there, in other words. Now, when a hitter steps in the box, is he going to be able to do the same? That's going to be the question. He has been an incredibly important part of what the Brewers have been able to do in terms of just hanging on. At one point, they had won 12 games total during this last homestand over the previous number of weeks, and Fiers accounted for half of those, for 6 of them. So he's really helped them hang on. He's pitched great, and they need him down the stretch here. So it's a big moment for Mike Fiers and for the team when he takes the mound against Adam Wainwright at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, and for a guy like Fiers, what I'll say is, you don't have the success he's had at the big leagues without elite-type stuff if you don't have that mental toughness. And, I know these incidents can bother hang with somebody for a while, but I don't think long-term he's going to have any issues getting past it. Great story with the Brewers has been Matt Clark, the first baseman, hitting home runs after being in Japan last year at Double-A earlier this year. But, Adam, when I look at the Brewers, the guy that I see making a difference day in and day out is Gerardo Parra, who was acquired from the Diamondbacks at the trade deadline. And a guy at that time, his OPS had declined, was in decline for the third year in a row. But since he came to the Brewers and facing at Miller Park, as we speak, 305 batting average, 816 OPS, he seems to have really gotten himself in a nice groove and on base consistently. What do you think has helped him make the transition so smoothly?
Well, I think just being a veteran guy helps. You know, he's been around the league. He's been in lots of different roles, everything from an everyday player, a gold glover, down to what he's kind of done for the Brewers, which is appearing off the bench. And he's a great insurance policy for this team because they've got right fielder Ryan Braun, who's dealing with injuries all year, including a bad hand injury that still gives them trouble. And they've got a center fielder, Carlos Gomez, who swings so hard he sometimes falls down on home plate. And, I mean, and his all-out style of playing the outfield also puts him at risk for injury. So I think if you look around baseball, you can do a heck of a lot worse for a fourth outfielder than Gerardo Parra. And that's really been his role for this Brewers team. And he'll be arbitration eligible after the season. One of the things the Brewers liked about the deal is they'll at least have the option of bringing him back next year, and he'll cost a little bit. There are financial considerations for this because other Brewers' salaries of their players they've got are going up. But I think there's a possibility he is back for another season in this safety valve type role, and because of the nature of the players they have and just the nature of baseball and the way players get hurt, I'd say there's a strong possibility that he continues to play a lot for this team. So it cost him a little bit in terms of the outfielder, particularly Haniger, they gave up as a good player. But, he's given the Brewers some value there, especially if he's hitting.
Well, thanks very much, Adam. For Adam McKelvey, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.